Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Awesome. Well, I have Effie here, and we have Jules, who was one of our clients. So first of all, thank you so much for joining us today.
Sure. Happy to be here with you both.
Awesome. So if you can just tell me a little bit like about yourself and your career and your business.
Sure. Absolutely. I'm Julia, born and raised in the Bay Area, California. Schooled here, jobs here, everything basically. Had a few corporate jobs, and which were great. Mostly customer service oriented, which was fine because that was sort of always my forte. I love talking to people, and I just always ventured into that type of arena. And so I was at my corporate job really when I discovered I wanted to bake cupcakes. And which is funny because I'm not a baker. I don't have any culinary training whatsoever, but it's what led me to cupcakes. And through the short-lived cupcake business, I ventured into the packaging. And so that led me on a 10-year journey to where we are right now. So that's, it's been a wild ride.
For sure. So I guess like you were creating cupcakes and you realized this need for packaging, and that's kind of how you pivoted into more cupcake packaging business.
Yeah, actually, I was delivering an order one day and I thought, you know, I should be delivering these in my own packaging instead of the typical pink square boxes that are out there. Not that there's anything wrong with those whatsoever, but it just started me thinking about how could I build my brand into something more creative. And I just soon discovered that I didn't want to bake anymore. And I was still working at my corporate job. I didn't want to do that anymore. So basically kicked them both to the curb. And I thought, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this full time. And so I discovered through baking that I want to do the packaging.
That's really nice. I guess when you made that pivot to do the packaging, what were some of the challenges you had, and maybe how did you overcome some of those challenges or frustrations?
Well, I discovered that I don't know anything about anything. And I still don't. I really don't know. I didn't grow up in an entrepreneurial environment, and I've sort of had to learn to do everything on my own. Not that they're, you know, like my husband or family and friends aren't willing to help me. They absolutely are. But I really don't. I didn't know anything. And I guess what I did was just a lot of research, packaging. You know, I hired for my first version of my box, I hired somebody down in Los Angeles to help me because I heard about him and, you know, spent money doing that. And if I only knew then what I know now, man, I would have done things a lot differently and have saved probably a lot of money too. But it is what it is. And you have your journey and you take it where it leads you. And so, yeah, even though I would change some things, it still led me to where I am right now. So I am grateful for that. But yeah, I, you know, it's, you don't know until you know it, for sure.
It's true. I guess when you were doing this pivot and learning all these new things you learned, I guess, what were some of your, like technology challenges? Like, I'm not sure if you were a big technology whiz beforehand, but what did you learn about like websites and technology with this, with your company, JM Packaging? Mm-hmm.
Beforehand makes me feel like now I'm more technical, which I'm not at all. As you probably encountered with some of the things that we've gone back and forth on, I'm really not. I've had to, I just ask a lot of questions. And I came across the networking group that I met you and Dan and Effie, and I found it through this woman, Erica. You may have heard of her. She owns Brodo.
Yeah, I know her. She was one of our podcast guests, actually.
Great. Yeah, excellent.
Erica Rankin, yeah.
Yes, yeah. I ended up taking her TikTok course, and Of course, I'm still not great on TikTok, but I took her course and she led me to the CPG networking group, which I am so grateful for. And yeah, I think so through the networking group, I'm able to ask these technical questions and try to navigate through all of it. It's not my area, and but I'm willing to partner with people who are, and people like you get it, you know that. There are people out there who just it's not their thing, and you work with me and you work with your clients to kind of get there. And even with my Shopify, you know, there's some SEO settings in there that I've been having to like YouTube and look up because I don't understand. But I did learn a little bit yesterday about snippets or something. So that's, you know, that's
Gotcha.
a lesson. But yeah, so it's the networking and talking and, you know, digging is real absolutely essential.
For sure. But I guess like in terms of your website specifically, I guess like what were things like before we started working together? I guess like what made you want to work with us to help solve your problem with the website?
Sure. Well, I had gone through several people before I found you, and it wasn't working for me. They were turning into something that I didn't like. I just, you know, you have a gut feeling, and I didn't like what was happening. So I found you originally, and then I unfound you for a little bit, and then I found somebody else who was great. But then, you know, I started watching your Instagram posts, and I think I had mentioned that I really resonated with them. There's just, and I don't remember specifically, you know, certain posts, but you were real, and I really identified with that. And you communicate, and you're saying, this is what it is. You know, we deal with people overseas, we have, you know, connections, we do this. And like, okay, that's okay. You know what I mean? Because I believed in you, and it really was, I essentially, I just really resonated with it. And I'm like, you know what? I think I need to go back. And I did.
That's
So
great. Well, I guess I know we worked a little bit together, Julia, but not so much with me and you're working with Usman, but what were some of the benefits or your experience working with us at Zing?
Well, what I loved is that you guys really communicate. And I've experienced the opposite end of that, where I don't really hear. Maybe a week later, I hear. And I was really thankful that you guys, every time a step was done, you know, you guys would, it's done. It's this, it's that. I'm like, this is great. I really appreciate that. It's so important to keep those lines of communication open. And, you know, I don't think I tried to really hurry things along or was impatient anyway, because I can like, I was excited and wanted to get things done for sure. But you guys were really, you were open, you communicated, you seemed excited. Now, I don't know if packaging is the most exciting thing you'll ever work on, which I'm pretty sure it isn't. But I'm grateful that you guys seemed excited for me and for the process. And yeah, the guys were great. Every time I, you know, Slack is great. The other program, I don't remember what it was, the one where I can make notes and
Oh,
for
Figma.
yeah, thank you. Which
Yeah.
is the first time I've ever worked on that actually. So I'm like, yes, I know Figma now. So but yeah, you guys, the communication was key, and you guys seemed excited, and I'm really grateful for that.
Awesome. So I guess like in terms of like what we achieved, I guess like before and after, before working with us and after, like what the final product was like and like what we were able to, I guess, achieve for your business.
What? Sorry, one more time.
Like in terms of like what we actually like achieved for your business, I guess like what value did we provide before, like I guess like what things were like before working with us with your website compared to now where like you have like the functioning website. Yeah.
Oh, it's just been everything. You guys were just clear about your the steps, about your roles. And I thought in the beginning that you and I would be one-on-one throughout the whole thing. And like, no, this is a team effort. This is really cool. And I'm grateful that everybody kind of came together, had their roles explained to me. I don't know anything about building a website, and you guys do. And that perhaps is just, and now I feel like I'm stronger now because I kind of seen what you guys have gone through. And I know now that I have a working website, which I think you saw that I launched today, which was really exciting. Not intentional on the day we were having our meeting, it just kind of worked. But yeah, I just feel like now I can really. Now the journey really begins, because this is certainly not the end of it. This is marketing and getting everything done, because, you know, they're not going to sell themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Actually, I think.
That's great. I guess my last question, I believe, unless you have anything else, Dan, is, I guess, Julia, how likely are you to recommend Zing for anyone else to use, for website or any of the other website apps or any other services?
I already have. And if they haven't reached out yet, that's just timing and whatnot. But I will recommend you with joy because I'm really happy with you guys. And yeah, I can't say enough because I know I keep going over it, but really communication is so key, and you guys are all about that. And whether you're working on something technical related or my website, you guys can do it all. And that's what I've relayed to a couple people who were asking me about the site. And yeah, I couldn't be happier with everything. And also, it's I've got to kind of learn on my end how I'm going to go in and change things on my own because I can't go to you for like, oh, can you change that word? Can you do this? No. Yeah. So I'm really grateful and highly recommend the team at Zing.
Awesome. Thank
Thank
you
you.
so much.
Yeah.